Welcome to our yoga practice today. We are working on a theme of surrender. I felt like in many opportunities to surrender, I had to go to the heart to allow myself to open up in such a way that I could trust whatever is unveiled. I talked to my friend the other day and asked her what she thought about surrender, how she defined it. And she said, well, to me, there are two types of surrender. One, you work until you're just about to drop. And then you just kind of give yourself over to the circumstances. In the other circumstance, she said, surrender reminded her of the ability to just trust, to allow whatever is unfolding in your life to be, and to be open to that, to be open to changes, to demands put on you. So I figured the best way to approach the whole practice of surrender is through opening our hearts in a backbending practice. To prepare for that, let's take a nice comfortable seat and do a nice inner spiral of the tops of the thighs so that you can sit more forward on the sit bones and take the hands right in front of the heart. Take a full breath in. Breathe in. Ah. Breathe in. Release your hands. If you've got two blankets, you might want to grab them now because we'll be working with the blankets to lift the heart in cobra pose. So just have them right alongside your sticky mat. If not, you can wrap some towels together or some sticky mats. Come to standing first in Tadasana and interlace the fingers and press the knuckles on top of the head. Draw your elbows toward each other. Take the head of the arms back. Lift the heart and then reach the arms up. We'll stretch the side ribs first to prepare for these back bends. Draw over to the right side first. And then back to center. Draw to the left side second. And back to center. Draw to the right side just slightly and then bow slightly forward so that you can now start to get the sense of the back body, especially the left side ribs lengthening. And then come back to reach over to the right side and then lift yourself up and do the same on the left. So draw over just slightly to the left with interlaced fingers, and then just bow slightly forward. And then keeping the fullness now of the right side, the right kidney area, draw back to come deeper in your side twist. And then lift yourself all the way up and release your hands. Stand in Tadasana with the palms facing forward. Take the head of the arm bones back. Take your breath to that space that you just created in the kidney area, in the side-to-side stretches. Reach the arms up. And then exhale, take the hands down. Time the movement now with the breath to make sure that you have this nice slow and steady breath and slow and steady movement. Reaching the arms up. And then exhale, releasing the hands to the side. And again, inhale, rise up, lift the hands up. Exhale, take the hands to the side. One more time. Inhale, lift the arms up. Exhale, can you surrender the heart toward the floor as you place the hands alongside the feet? You can bend the knees and take the right leg back. Come to a twist now by taking the left hand to the waist, reaching the left arm up, reach the left arm over the head. So once again, we're working on a nice side stretch, and then release your hands, come to a plank position, and then all the way down to the sticky mat. Now interlace your fingers behind your back, and then lift the heart. See if you can draw the heart forward and then up, pressing the toes and the shins. One more breath. Inhale, rise up, and then release your hands. Come back to downward facing dog. And just move in the dog. You can bend the right knee first, and then straighten it. Bend the left, and straighten, and change sides again. Bend the right, and straighten, and bend the left, and straighten, and step the right foot right between your hands. Come to a twist again. Right hand is at the waist, right arm lifts, right arm reaches toward the front of the room. So as you draw from the fingertips to the armpit to gain that muscular action, can you still extend now out so that you get the lift on the underside ribs, that they lead the way in the twist? And then release the hand down, step the back foot forward, and then inhale, rise up, lift your arms all the way up to the sky, have your gaze between the hands. And then take the hands in the mudra we call Anjali, in a prayer position. Take a nice breath in. Take a long breath out. Again, breathe in. Breathe out. Open the eyes, release the hands. Take the arms up, reach up to the sky, reach slightly back, and then lead with the heart to come all the way down. Step the left leg back and plant the left heel down. Lift up to Parsva Konasana. So you can either take the elbow on top of the right thigh or keep the fingertips to the outside of the ankle. Reach up the left hand toward the sky. You might even want to go to the fullness of the side lengthening by taking the hand toward the front of the room, and then release your hand. Come back to a plank position. Lower yourself all the way down. Come up to a cobra pose. So walk your fingers back just slightly. And try to move the heart forward as you draw the shoulder blades in. Lift the heart. Come to the fullness of your breath. One more breath, really expand. And then exhale, come back to downward facing dog. Now step the left foot right between the hands. Have the right foot down, and once again, take the elbow on top of the thigh or fingertips to the outside of the left ankle. Reach your arm up, the right arm up, as you extend over the head. Take your gaze up toward the sky. Keep the back leg really charged up. Can you work the tailbone so that you can get the fullness of the back body? And then release your hands. Come back to downward facing dog. Step the right foot right between the hands. Lift up to Virabhadrasana number 2 by pressing the left heel down, keeping the right knee right over the right ankle. Take your gaze now over the right hand. Spread the fingers. Do the same hugging in action from the fingertips all the way to the heart. And then expand the heart and release your hands down. Step back to downward facing dog. Change sides. Take the left foot between the hands. Right heel plants. And then lift yourself up to Virabhadrasana number two. Same thing. Draw the tailbone down. Draw the lower parts of the shoulders in toward each other so that you can expand at the top of the shoulders. Look over the left fingertips. And then release your hands down. Trade sides again. Downward facing dog. Two. Right foot forward. Plant the heel. Trikonasana. Triangle pose. Press the right hand down to the shin or to the floor. And then lift the left hand up. And release the hand down. Come back to downward facing dog and trade sides. Take the left foot forward. Plant the right heel down. Lift your arm up. Right arm expands and opens the chest. The left ribs keep on lifting up. And release your hands. Come back to downward facing dog. Step the right foot right between the hands. So you're in a lunge pose. Now slowly straighten the right leg. You can keep the back left heel lifted. As you extend the spine forward, lift the chin just slightly so that you get plenty of length in the thoracic spine, and then let the heart lead the way. So rather than taking the head to the right leg, take the heart to the right leg. Enjoy your breath here. See if you can do a nice surrendering action. So, but you're active, but there's a certain amount of trust. You let the heart lead the way. And then step back, take the left foot forward, and once again, come up to your fingertip tops. Walk the hands back slightly so that the wrists are right under the shoulders. Draw the legs in isometrically toward one another. And then bow. Draw your heart toward the extended left leg. And trade sides again. Come back to downward facing dog. Right foot steps right between the hands. Back heel, left heel plants itself. Keep the hips parallel to the short edge of the sticky mat. Now reach your arms forward. The side ribs expand. The tailbone roots down. And when the tailbone is rooting down, see if you can lift your arms up for Virabhadrasana number one. Take your gaze between your hands. Reach the hands slightly back toward the back wall, and then release your hands down. Trade sides. Come back to downward facing dog. Take the left foot right between the hands. Plant the right heel. Reach your arms way forward. Draw the tailbone to the earth. Lift your hands up to the sky. Lift the heart to the sky. And let the heart lead the way. As you surrender, taking the tailbone down, you can reach slightly back for a baby back bend in the pose. And then release your hands down. Come back to downward facing dog, to plank, all the way down to the sticky mat. Take the fingertips just a little bit wider than the mat and allow the heart to lift. And as if you're doing a little dance in this cobra pose with the fingers really wide and the elbows right over the wrists, move yourself in a nice, easy dancing way. Now release the heart toward the floor. Come up to hands and knees and grab your blankets. Roll the two blankets together and see if you can find a nice balance point. So as you place the blanket right between the pubic bone and the navel. Can you use that to help you in this cobra action? So make sure that the blanket is really tightly rolled. And once you're on top of the blanket, make sure the knees are well rooted into the floor. Okay, so the bottom of the thigh bone presses in toward the mat. The top of the thigh bone is actually lifting away. In fact, do that as you come to your forearms and you're lying over the roll blanket. See if you can actually lift your tailbone up. So that takes the thighs back. So often in these back bends, we kind of congest the low back. So lift the tailbone up and then root through the tailbone. That's it. Keep the knees pressing, the shins pressing, interlace your fingers, lift yourself up. See if you can draw the heart forward. Lift the chin slightly. Keep on reaching back with the interlaced fingers and then release down to your forearms. And enjoy the breath here. And then take the hands right in front of your rolled blanket so that the wrists are right under the elbows. And the base of the thumb is pressing isometrically back. The shoulders lift slightly to spread the side ribs again. The heart moves forward. The chin lifts slightly. You take your gaze up toward the sky. And then exhale, release yourself down. We're going to do a third pose. So we're going just a little bit deeper from cobra now into upward facing dog. So in Urdhva Mukha Svanasana, the hands are pressing back isometrically, just like in cobra. The side ribs lengthen, so it almost feels like a sort of shrug as you draw the shoulder blades up to stretch the side ribs. Draw the heart forward. Now, draw the lower parts of the shoulder blades toward each other and see if you can press the toenails down to lift yourself. That's it. To draw the elbows toward each other. Good. Take a nice full breath. Try to move the heart forward, shoulder blades back. Take your gaze slightly up and then release back. Yeah, come to hands and knees. And then take your blanket to the side. And we'll give the wrists a break just for a minute and the back as well. And work on the side ribs once again. So come up to a plank position. And then draw over to the right side. Now place the top leg, the left leg, right in front of you for Vasisthasana. And reach the arm over the head. And then come back to hands and knees. And I said I'd give your wrists a break, so let's do that. Let's interlace the fingers and take the forearms down to the mat. And just soften. So you're on hands and knees, and the forearms are down. And then lift yourself up to a dolphin pose. See if you can soften even more. Now, as you soften, move the shoulders toward the front of the room, toward your wrists. Keep your head lifted. And in this dolphin pose, you're moving the heart so far forward that maybe you can even come to take the heart right over the interlaced fingers. It's way far forward. And then come back to dolphin. And then take the knees down. Let's try Vasistasana on the left side, the side plank position. First come to plank, and then side plank, left side now. Take the right foot in front of you, and just get a lift in the heart as you press the right foot down. You can take the arm up if you'd like. Keep on pressing the left foot down toward the earth and release the hand down. Come to hands and knees again. We'll do that one more time. This time in Vasistasana, we'll be lifting the top leg up, then bending the knee, placing the heel of the foot right to the inner thigh. So the pose looks kind of like you're doing a tree pose on your side. Come to plank position. Try it on the right side first. So keep the hips lifted as you take your left heel into the right inner thigh, and then reach the heart to the sky, and then release down, come to hands and knees. Now we'll try it on the other side, on the left side. So come to a plank position, go to the left side, root the right heel to the left inner thigh, reach the right arm up, keep on lifting the underside ribs, and release your hand down. Come to hands and knees. Now bring your rolled blankets back to your mat and place the rolled blankets right between the pubic bone and the navel, just like it was before. Find a good balance point for you, so you don't want your heart so close to the earth that it becomes impossible to lift it up and you feel like a beached whale. So draw the knees back slightly so that you can root them down very effectively in this. You can try to draw your shins toward the earth as much as possible. So this first action is very much like the cobra we just did. So keep the lift of the heart. Now see if you can root the knees down so much that when you lift your feet up off the floor, the knees stay rooted down for now. Now hold on to the top of the feet. With the next breath, can you lift way up? So we'll come to Dhanurasana. With each breath, can you lift up and open up even more in this full back bending pose? Root the knees down, rise up even more. One more breath. As you press the knees down, lift way up. And then exhale, release the hands. Come to your forearms, and then lift up off the blanket roll. Come back to downward facing dog, and enjoy your breath here. Now come to hands and knees. And if you'd like to, you could actually sit on the blanket roll or the next position, Baddha Konasana. So elevate yourself if you'd like, or otherwise just take your feet together as if you're a cobbler holding a shoe right between your feet to work on it. And then with the feet pressing, draw your knees first up toward your ears. So that helps you get more forward on your sit bones. You might want to even enhance this pose by coming to your fingertips and lifting your sit bones off the earth, moving them toward the feet that are pressing. Now sitting tall, with the legs engaged, again moving up toward the sky. First, you draw in. You draw in, you gain that muscular action, and then you expand. It's just like the theme. You know, it requires some action, some doership, as they call it in some traditions, some active doing first. But as equally important as the doership is the act of surrender. So as we draw the heart forward to come more toward a forward fold in this pose, see if you can also allow for that surrender to occur. One more full breath in the pose, and then draw the knees toward each other and lie in the mat. Just take your blanket away to the side. If you've got an eye bag, you may want to use that. Just soften your breath. Lie in Shavasana. Keep a nice, steady, and even breath. Surrender completely to the floor. Slowly bend your knees and plant your feet. Roll over to your right side. Use your hands to lift up to come to a seated pose again. Close your eyes. Enjoy a nice full breath. After the practice, you have a sense of surrender, sense of ease, a sense of knowing the self, trusting the self. Let's honor this practice today by taking the hands in front of the heart and lifting the heart. We'll do the three sounds of Om. Take a breath in. continue to surrender in order to expose your heart. Namaste.